I start being from my physical perfection. I start being from my physical perfection. I start being from my physical perfection. If we're ever going to have a starting place in our life for anything about ourselves, especially our physical perfection, we're going to start that being from myself. I start being from my physical perfection. It's easy to look around and see the world and see its its activities. It's easy to look at my body and say, oh, I wish I were healthier, I wish I were stronger, I wish I were younger, I wish I were more dynamic, I wish. I start being from my physical perfection. Now, every time I say I wish, I am saying I am not. Every time I say I wish, I am saying I am not. Now, did you ever hear of such a foolish thing? Did you ever think of such a silly thing for us to do, to say I am not? Well, I can't imagine anything sillier. But consider, you say I am not. I am not as healthy as I'd like to be. I'm not as rich as I'd like to be. I'm not as good as I'd like to be. I'm not as tall or thin or whatever as I'd like to be. And then, as we say this, that's the picture we have in our mind. That's the picture that we read. That's the things that we see. That's the life that we are. And how very, very strange it is when we know the principle and we act like that. But it's true of all of us. It's true of all of us that we, for the moment, allow ourselves to think differently than we could, should, and are. It's so silly, but it's the way we are. Now, let's take charge. Let's say, okay, I'm going down to the gymnasium, and I'm going to work on my physical perfection. I'm going down to the beach, and I'm going to run on the sand, or I'm going to dive in the ocean, and I'm going to swim around and float around. I'm going to do these things. Oh, yeah. And as I think these things, and as I wonder about these things, what happens is I do nothing. I do nothing at all. But when I say to myself, oh, I love the beach. I love running in the sand. I love swimming. I love these things. As soon as I have a love affair with these things, I find myself doing them. I find myself going to the beach. I find myself running in the sand. I find myself going to the gymnasium. I find myself walking down the street. I find myself finding friends as I know in my world and in my life and saying, hey, you guys, how about taking a walk? Let's go out and take a walk out in the country. And, well, hey, I haven't got a car. I'll drive. So we drive out in the country, and we stop at a very nice place, and we enter into the woods. And the woods are just part of a national park there. And as we walk in there, it becomes a totally different world. We're not walking fast. We're not walking slow. We're not trying to get somewhere. We're not trying to accomplish anything. We're just being my physical perfection. We're delighting in what we see. Our body feels invigorated. Our body feels enthused about life. And we just walk along and feel so great and so wonderful. We don't have to go to the forest to do that. We don't have to go out into the parks, and we don't have to go walking around the city or in the countryside. We don't have to do that, but we can. But what we do have to do, we do have to start being from my physical perfection. We start looking at the world from our physical perfection. I look at the trees in the forest, and I see them glorious and wonderful indeed. I look at the sky and see the birds and see the the trees as they wave in the breeze above me. I look around me and I see everything from my physical perfection within me. I do not judge the birds flying in the sky nor the sky itself. I don't judge the breeze and the trees. I don't judge anything. I just admire. And this is what it is as I start being from my physical perfection. When I start being from my physical perfection, I am admiring me and my physical body and just taking it secondarily for granted. But I'm admiring me and my physical body, and I'm just being myself and just sort of being a happy, happy-go-lucky, wonderful, fantastic being. Now, as I walk out into the forest, as I walk out among the trees, I don't look at the trees and say, oh, you have some bark off, or you have a broken limb. I look at the trees and say, how glorious and beautiful you are. I see every one of those trees whole and perfect, just like I see myself from my physical perfection. I see all the world from its physical perfection. And as I see myself from my physical perfection, then I begin living from that standard, from the standard of my physical perfection. I start living from my physical perfection. I start living from the standard of my physical perfection, and how great it is. How absolutely, fantastically great it is. Because as I live from this physical perfection, I am it. I don't wish I were. I am it. I don't want it. I am it. As I walk in the forest, I don't think, I wish I were lovely enough to look at these trees and appreciate them. I wish I were wise enough to understand what trees I'm looking at. I wish I were perfect enough to see every tree as ideal and wonderful. No, I go in the forest and I say, what a beautiful forest. I do not look for any imperfections there because I'd have to see them in myself first. I look for all the perfection in the forest, and then with the perfection I am, I see the perfection in the forest. I see the perfection in all the little critters running around, the rabbits that put up their ears and say, oh, hi, you coming to be in our forest here? It's so nice to have you, because we come in peace. We don't need to have huss and pepper. We don't need to have rabbit stew. We don't need to have that. We just go into the forest and delight in it, and we see every creature there in its natural habitat, and it's our natural habitat, too. It's our natural habitat of perfection. And so from the perfection within me, from the feeling of all that I see is good and beautiful, I see all good and beautiful in the world about me. And I see all good and beautiful from the world about me because that's who I am. I start being from my physical perfection. Do I have to tell anybody else about it? No. Do I have to teach other people how to start being from their physical perfection? No. I just start from my physical perfection. I start from my recognition that all is good and very good. And when I do that, I see everybody is doing the same thing. I see all the world is starting from their physical perfection. I see all the world looking at all in the world as good and very good. And when I live from this point of view, I experience it. I know it in my life. I enjoy it in my life. And it is me. It's not something I wish, I want, I would desire, but it's something that I am right now. And when I say that, I start being from my physical perfection. When I say that, I am that very being, that very world, that very life, that very allness. I am, and there is nothing more. There is nothing more to be than to be that which I am right now. And I live in that awareness right now, and it is a good feeling. It is a wonderful feeling, a wonderful awareness, for it is who I am. It is who all the world is, and I like me. I start being from my physical perfection, and I like me and how good it is. Join me, won't you? And let's have a lovely walk together in our physical perfection. I love you.